The message that I'm sharing in today's episode is extremely holy. It's really your Christmas gift from Jesus. And he took hold of my feet. And as he did, revelation just flooded into my spirit. And he was serving me as the servant king, as our servant king. Wow, I can actually feel him as he's releasing strength into you, strength into your relationship with him, strength into your walk. He's actually washing off as well all the bumps and the bruises and the challenges and the pain that you've experienced as you've walked with him this far. This is the promise. You will experience a life of happiness enriched with untold blessings. I'd love just a moment of your time before today's show. If you're hungry for more of God and want to go deeper with Jesus, you're not alone. That's exactly why I created the International Mentoring Community. It's a space where I get to mentor you personally, helping you encounter Jesus in a real, tangible way. So every Friday, I go live on Zoom for an hour of encounter, slowing down, meeting with him, and letting his presence transform us. You'll be surrounded by intercessors and a global family of believers who love and support you. Plus, you get instant access to over 200 past sessions that are filled with teachings and testimonies and life-changing encounters. So if you are ready to experience his love more deeply and connect with a spiritual family that really gets you, join us at jointheimc.com. I can't wait to meet you inside. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I've just been recently in New Zealand. And while I was there, I had a profound experience with Jesus where he visited me in the spirit and gave me revelation for all of us for this time. There are specific ways. If you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know the Lord's been speaking to me, particularly about the specific ways that Jesus is wanting to reveal himself to us at the moment. And it really is like he's got us on fast forward in terms of just strengthening us at the moment, helping us to experience that he really is our strength and to know different aspects of who he is and to fill and expand on the inside in the different virtues, the different attributes of his nature, which is beautiful and empowering and life transforming. And it's also, I have realized, very strategic in terms of equipping us and getting us really strong and powerful at this particular time. So this was one of these profound holy experiences. So I wanted to share with you what he showed me, read some scripture, and then give us some heart language to not just share with you, but actually to help you experience Jesus this way. He's just had me do this on our International Mentoring Community, and he's just had me share this particular revelation. And the fruit has been incredible as people have really heard the invitation and stepped in to experiencing Jesus this way. And really what he's doing through this revelation is he's giving us the key to walking in true, authentic authority, his way, power and authority. And so you'll see what I mean as I just share the scriptures and share the revelation. So if you can, just get comfortable and just let this truth soak you. It's very, very, very holy. Like I said, very, very important for us to really hear what he's saying. So I pray that everything that's noisy in your life right now will just go quiet that you'll be graced by Holy Spirit just for this next little bit of time to really be sensitive to his presence again and really be able to hear him, that your spiritual eyes and ears will just be tuned back in to what he's saying to you, and that you will be refreshed in your spiritual sensitivity to fully engage Jesus and experience everything that he has for you in this moment. And so he came to me, and as I was worshiping in the spirit, I saw him really clearly. So hear this for yourself. This is a corporate identificational encounter that he gave me. And he took hold of my feet. And as he did, revelation just flooded into my spirit that he would, and I could feel him releasing power and strength through me, strengthening my walk. And he was serving me as the servant king, as our servant king. So hear what he's saying to you in this moment. This is the way he wants you to know him, that he is your servant king, that he's likewise taking your feet right now, representing your walk, your spiritual journey with him. He's strengthening your walk with him, strengthening your capacity to have relationship with him, to understand who he is, what he's done for you, what he's done for us, and who he is as the servant king. And what happens as we begin to receive from him this way, and what happens as we encounter him, the way that we see people encountering him when he was walking on the earth, what he did for people. He went about doing good, right? Healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, casting out the demonic. He was operating as the servant king, the one who is compelled by love, who is clothed in humility, who bends down towards those that he created to lift us up in gentleness and dignity, and just clothing us in that, filling us with love. He's compelled by love. Love is the motivating force of everything that he did, right? Because it's who he is. And then consequently, because he is the king, everything that was coming against individuals, whether it was sickness or demonic forces or whatever it is, would bow and retreat. Because the authority, the supreme authority of the King of Glory flowed through his heart posture of humility. And the compassion that he moved in, the love that he moved in, enabled miraculous transformative power to flow through him. And ultimately, we see that displayed on the cross. Through the cross, we see the King laying down his life absolutely, and because of that, releasing absolute authority, resulting in the resurrection, which displays his absolute authority, even to the point of overcoming death. And so he wants you to experience him this way today, right now, to receive that fresh strengthening. So I pray that as I'm speaking, as I'm sharing this, you begin to just turn your heart's attention onto him fully and begin to open up and receive him this way. Wow. Holy Spirit, there he is. Wow. 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 Whew. Wow. I can actually feel him as he's releasing strength into you, strength into your relationship with him, strength into your walk. He's actually washing off as well all the bumps and the bruises and the challenges and the pain that you've experienced as you've walked with him this far. It's like another reset moment to be able to move forward unhindered from the past. Real strength. I can feel him doing it right now. He's releasing power and strength as I'm speaking. Just feel the power of Holy Spirit right now coming in through the soles of your feet as you're just sitting here by faith in this moment with your feet in the hands of the King, the hands of God. He's strengthening you, cleansing you, healing you, resetting you, enabling you to experience him in a deeper way, I think, probably than we ever have before, as the one who is our source, our servant king. He is the source of everything we need, right? He is the source of life. We're alive because of him. His spirit is within us, his spirit of life. So I just want to read to us from John 13, 4 to 17, which it's the very famous scripture where Jesus is washing the feet of the disciples. So I just wanted to read it to us because it gives us a greater insight into the profound truth that Jesus is releasing to us in this revelation. So I'm just going to read that and the footnotes, and then I want to give us heart language so that we can actually respond to Jesus and move deeper into this experience with him and receive everything that he wants to pour into your life today. But just listen to this scripture. So he, Jesus, got up from the meal and took off his outer robe and took a towel. Whew, holy. Wow, I can feel him doing it. He's doing it for each one of us right now. He took a towel and he wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' dirty feet and dry them with his towel. But when Jesus got to Simon Peter, he objected and said, I can't let you wash my dirty feet, you're my Lord. Jesus replied, you don't understand yet the meaning of what I'm doing, but soon it will be clear to you. Peter looked at Jesus and said, you'll never wash my dirty feet, never. But Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, Jesus responded, then you will not be able to share life with me. So Peter said, Lord, in that case, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands and my head too. After washing their feet, he put his robe on and returned to his place at the table. Do you understand what I just did? Jesus said. So now just listen to this. These are the footnotes in the Passion Translation. By removing their sandals and washing their feet, Jesus was showing them that he was granting them a new inheritance, his own. The sandal is often used in covenants of inheritance in the Hebrew culture. That's a profound insight for us to gain, isn't it? Because we understand this scripture as the disciples did. They would have been in that moment receiving what Jesus was intending, where we miss that because we're not used to that culture, most of us, and certainly not living in that day. So the sandal that he took off their feet is often used, like I said, in covenants of inheritance in the Hebrew culture. Every defilement, so hear this right now for what Jesus is doing afresh for each one of us. Every defilement would be removed so that they could place the sole of their feet upon the new covenant experience, walk in the promises of the new covenant. And of course, that's now being made possible for us because of our servant king in the finished work of the cross, right? He's given us himself. Everything that he is, everything that he has is now ours. He's given us his precious Holy Spirit to indwell us. We've inherited God, right? The greatest of all experiences that could have ever been made available to us through any covenant ever. That's what we've received. Through him, having a heart posture of humility, empowered, motivated, compelled by love for us. He's made a way for us to inherit all that he is. So just listen to this. God likewise told Moses to remove his sandals in Exodus 3:5. For he was about to receive a new inheritance, which was the holiness of God and the authority that came with it. So just finishing off that scripture, listen to this reading from verse 13. This is Jesus speaking. You've called me your teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that's who I am. So if I am your teacher and Lord, and I've just washed your feet, then you should follow the example I have set for you and wash one another's dirty feet. Now do for each other what I have done for you. So now put into practice what I have done for you. And hear this promise as we live this way, with the posture of heart that we see displayed in the servant king of humility, motivated by love, both of which we now can move in supernaturally because we have Christ in us, right? His humility is now our humility. His love is now our love. His beauty expresses through our life as we lean into him and we trust, just as we see in his life, he lent in and trusted Father, and therefore, as one with Father, was able to move with supernatural love, with supernatural humility, trusting, resting, leaning into Father on the inside. And the power of God would display through his life, and he would set the captives free, right, from whatever bondage they were in. Listen to this promise. When we live like this, receiving everything from our servant king, allowing him to serve us by providing everything that we need. This is his desired way of life for us, right? That he will meet every need that we have through his riches in glory. He's our source. And when we do this and we receive from him the strength that we need, the freedom that we need, whatever we need to live life victoriously as new creation people, this is the promise. As we simply do likewise and we serve one another, you will, this is the word of God in verse 17, you will experience a life of happiness enriched with untold blessings. Isn't that profound? You will experience a life of happiness enriched with untold blessings. And one of those blessings is that through this posture of heart, you will access and be able to demonstrate supreme authority and power as you adopt a heart posture of humility, trusting Jesus, receiving him as your servant king, as your source of all that you need, allowing him to flood your heart with the love you need to serve the one in front of you in the way that he's showing you, meeting their needs, doing what Jesus did, going about meeting the needs. This is the posture of heart that is the key that unlocks authority. We begin to move the way Jesus moved as we do what Jesus does, right? And he's empowering us afresh right now. He's empowering our walk. He's holding your feet. He's releasing fresh power and strength into you right now. Whew. So that your default position will be in these moments of challenge that we each experience. It won't be reaction, staying in that reactionary mode to the problem that you're dealing with, but it will be leaning in. Who do you want to be for me as the solution to this issue in this moment, Jesus? I trust you right now to lead me victoriously and to be the solution, to be the healing, to be the deliverance, to be the life, to be the wisdom, to be the grace. And that's what he's saying. All your needs met out of my riches in glory as you simply trust me in this moment. Lean in, choose to serve. Choose to serve, which means give him away. Oh, holy, wow. He served the disciples and gave them his inheritance. So all that he is and all that he has. And then as we serve, we do. We give him away out of the overflow of our relationship with him and see his ministry continuing in the earth, captives being set free, supreme authority and power, love on display, the glory of God on display in every one of the situations that we face. All the time, this is your life design now. It's the privilege of your relational union with him, right? Your partnership with him. As the more and more he floods the eyes of our understanding with light and we begin to look like him and act like him and do the word, not just hear the word, actually do it, then we become more and more like him and we live a life of happiness with enriched with untold blessings, because that's what he wants for our life, until we become messages of contagious hope that infect everybody around us. Because it's who he is. It's who he is on display through our life. So in the time that we have left, I want to give us some heart language so that we can really respond to everything that he's saying, embracing our servant king and receiving him afresh as our source, as our victory, the solution to everything, and go deeply into this experience. So let this be real for you. I'll go a little bit slow so that you can connect to the language, so that this becomes your heart language. And I encourage you, after we've done this, if you need this, keep doing, replaying this part over and over and over, because it will escort you into a deeper and deeper experience with the Servant King, because this is how he wants you to know him, so that then you can become like him, enjoy him, and become like him as you're transformed in his presence, right? So let the meaning of what you're saying right now as you hear my language resonate with your heart. And then as it's real for you, be in agreement with it. And look at Jesus within you as we go into this experience together. Turn your attention, right? Your heart and mind's attention again onto Christ within. Speak to him. Let this be your heart language, like I said, and you will find that he will draw you into the experience he's extending an invitation to you for you to have. Holy. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I receive you right now as my servant king. Help me in this moment, Jesus, to experience you holding my feet, releasing fresh power into me, through me, strengthening my walk with you. Let this be so real for me in this moment, Jesus, as I'm turning my heart's attention onto you again. I just felt for some of you in that moment there. Some of you have had hope deferred and you've struggled with the ability to really believe Jesus can hear you. And if that's you, Jesus is touching your spirit again right now, and he's reigniting your capacity to experience him and to trust him. He's giving you fresh grace to believe again, or to believe more deeply. Jesus, I receive you as servant king, as my servant king. I want nothing more, wow, than to share my life with you. Oh, wow, I can feel him responding to you right now. This moment right now, as you are sharing that from your heart to his, is overwhelming, Jesus, because it's the greatest desire for Jesus to have our hearts truly desiring him. It's why he died, right? To have our voluntary love, not coerced, but true in response to his love. And the fact I can feel him, the fact that you are saying those words with pure desire, authentic desire, even if it's weak, doesn't matter. It's real. It's his treasure. This moment with you, your heart's response, you are his treasure. You are the treasure of the king. And it's true. When all the noise quiets, when it's just you and him, and you become liberated in this moment, increasingly, of his awareness of his presence. In the deepest parts of our heart, This is the desire of our heart, that we would share our life with him, awake, aware, that we would know him in the beauty of holiness, and who he is, what matters to him, what he thinks, his opinions. Jesus, open my eyes now to understand fully who you are. Open my eyes to understand that I am now a beneficiary of your inheritance, that I now have received you, all that you are, and all that you have is my own, that I am yours and you are mine. Open my eyes, Jesus, to understand the authority that you have given me to steward. As you yielded to Father Jesus and gave up your life, compelled by your love for Father and for me, in full humility in the service of others, true power and authority was manifest. Through your obedience out of love, Jesus, every principality and power was disarmed. Their authority was destroyed for all time. Even death in your resurrection was overcome. Flood the eyes of my understanding, Jesus, with what happened at the cross, with what's happened to me now because of what you did. Connect me to the reality of who I am now in you. The provision, the protection, had a walk with you, receiving from you as my source all the time, receiving you as my strength, as my servant king. As you conduit through me, as I trust you and lean into you, the power that I actually move in. Open my eyes, Jesus. I receive, Jesus, your empowerment now. As you're taking hold of my feet, my walk, and imbuing me, infusing me with your strength to live for you, one with you, to express you and your authority, as I too now can love and serve and wash others' feet and release you, and see the darkness released and lose its grip completely. Jesus, you say that the greatest of all is the servant of all. Phew, wow. Thank you for calling me into the company of servant kings, of being part of your great company of kings and priests who reign on the earth. Jesus, flood the eyes of my understanding regarding the power of humility, the power of servant-heartedness, how to truly reign now in you as part of this company that look like you, that have supreme authority now as we walk empowered by you to look like you, holy. Wow. To reign on the earth your way, your way. Have your way, Jesus. I receive all that you are. Wow. Holy. Amen. Amen. To stay with him. This is really a holy moment. You can feel him out. To stay with him. He's so beautiful. He's consuming you. It's time. It's time in the earth for his bride to really radiate him, to shine, to rise, to rule through serving, through looking exactly like the servant king, one with him, living according to his wisdom and ways. Amen. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Pray you'll enjoy him day by day by day, going deeper and deeper into this beautiful revelation of who he is. Amen. Have a fab week. See you next week. God bless.